with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A sheriff says deaths from flash flooding in central Texas has now risen to at least 27. Among those confirmed dead, a number of children. More than two dozen kids from the girls' camp and many others are still missing, while massive search and rescue efforts continue around the clock. President Trump yesterday signing that huge bill into law.
One big, beautiful bill. And before I start, I want to tell you that I've never seen people so happy in our country because of that, because so many different groups of people are being taken care of, the military and civilians of all types, jobs of all types.
Fighter jets and a bomber streaked through the sky as the president and first lady stepped out on the White House balcony. Legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts a lot of fat from Medicaid and food stamps by some $1.2 trillion. Russian missiles and drones hammering Kyiv in an overnight attack, largest aerial assault on the Ukrainian capital since the war began 3 years ago. Correspondent Hannah Arakova.
Russia bombarded Ukraine with hundreds of drones last night, and it became the largest aerial attack since the outbreak of the war. Many people sought shelter at the metro stations, at the parking lots, especially those with children. And those who remained at home were listening to explosions of drones, the gunfire in the air as air defense was trying to protect the city.
That attack coming shortly after President Trump held an hour-long phone call with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, a conversation Trump said made no progress toward ending the war. This is SRN News. A new warning about persecution in Africa.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their kids exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. A professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles says any school district that reads similar books to their kids now subject to suits by the parents. This is SRN News. He pioneered the cell phone.
Martin Cooper changed the world when he pioneered the portable phone. The Motorola company's four-pound box has evolved into a global army of powerful smartphones weighing ounces. Some 4.6 billion people, nearly 60% of the world, have mobile internet. The phone's inventor says the revolution's just begun. Keith Peters, Washington.
Polls now show declining national pride among Democrats. In Southern California, some July 4 celebrations canceled due to immigration raids and safety concerns. Meanwhile, fireworks retailers facing challenges from tariffs on a number of Chinese imports, though many are holding off on price increases this year. Meanwhile, holiday travel continues to break records, AAA reporting 72 million Americans are traveling. More details at srnnews.com.